Good afternoon, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny and this is the Midday News. France has lost an icon, more than a symbol, a monument. Johnny Hallyday has passed away. The singer died last night at the age of 74 of lung cancer. It is his wife, Laetitia, who announced the singer's death in a statement at 3 a.m. with these words. "He leaves us in the same manner as he has lived throughout his life, with courage and dignity." Johnny Hallyday died in his home in Marne-la-Coquette near Paris. Since the announcement of his death, the reactions abound, starting with his relatives, the Johnny clan. "Today we lost our father. Our pain is immense." These words are those of David Hallyday and Laura Smet, Johnny Halliday's first two children. Sylvie Vartan, his first wife, has also expressed her grief and has said, "Like all of France, my heart is broken." They were the star couple of the 60s. "I lost my first love, and nothing will ever replace it," she added in a statement. Another close friend, one of his closest, Eddie Mitchell, who knew him not as Johnny Hallyday but as Jean-Philippe Smet when they were teenagers at the age of 15, and has never left him since, has stated the following, "I lost more than a friend, I lost my brother." They had both shared the stage during the Vieille Canaille tour alongside Jacques Dutronc. France's orphan of Johnny, the man who beat all records, 110 million records sold, rock, blues, timeless songs, singer, actor, and thousands of French are heartbroken today. "Johnny Hallyday has brought a part of America into our national pantheon," are the words of Emmanuel Macron. The presidential couple also announced that they would attend Johnny's funeral. The date and place are still unknown. A national tribute may be organized. In any case, it is the wish of French Minister of Culture, François Nyssen. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.